With SRN News, I'm Rhonda Rockstra. U.S. is announcing what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that is stalled on Capitol Hill.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, a top U.S. delegation met with Mexico's president Wednesday about a surge of migrants reaching the U.S. southwestern border. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said he's willing to help limit the surge, as he's done before, but he says he wants to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, which are two of the top sources of the illegals. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says the winter storm that hit the central part of the country has pretty much wrapped up.
So any lingering conditions on the road could be an issue, but no new precipitation falling, causing any new headaches in relation to that. But looking forward today, it's mainly just going to be the rain across the northeastern portion of the country.
Churchill says the New Year's forecast looking good so far.
Remains, you know, relatively warm compared to how cold it could be this time of year. And travel issues should be fewer on the New Year Day holiday. So that
this is SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions began in January or February in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed yet. However, both sides expect that to change. National Right to Life says several states might consider laws like the one in Idaho that makes it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho currently is on hold. Most major pro-life groups oppose. This is SRN News. It's a good thing a couple of guys decided to go searching for a better fishing spot in northwest Indiana recently.
While they were scouting for that more promising fishing hole, police say they came across a man who had been trapped for days in his wrecked pickup truck. The pickup had crashed along Interstate 94 near Portage, below an underpass where it was hidden from the highway above. Police say the driver told them he had been trapped since December 20th. The driver was airlifted to a hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers Brothers and comedy team and the co-host of one of the most controversial television shows in the history of the medium, died following a cancer battle. He was 86. Herb Kohl, a department store founder and former Democrat senator from Wisconsin and former owner of the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team, died after a short illness, that is. He was 88. More at SRNnews.com.